Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Corby Craig coming up in 20 minutes on college football. Got some dirty dogs, a lot of dirty dogs. That's later on this hour. We'll talk to Eric Kratz, Foul Territory, next hour. But thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday morning. We are live on X. If you want to watch the video format of this show, bet_sweats. Hit the link there, bet_sweats. So every Wednesday, it's a different topic from week to week. We come up with our own power rankings. So we're 2 weeks in. A lot of teams riding high. I think 10 of them are sitting 2-0, and 10 are sitting 0-2. So we figured, okay, let's find some teams that we want to buy low and ones that we want to sell high on. Now, sell high doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be 2-0, even though I think all of mine are. And buying low doesn't mean you have to be 0-2. Most of mine are, but that's probably where we're going to land, as we've seen either overreaction in either direction. Sam, why don't you start us off? Let's do the buy. Let's buy low, give your three, and then I'll give my three before we go to the sell high. What do you have for buying low?
I tried to do this a little bit differently, and trust me, I did not buy the Ravens, the Bills, the Packers, because that's silly. Anybody could do that. I do have a 2-0 team that I'm going to buy, but it's a team that I think a lot of people aren't really sure of. So on line three, this was discussed yesterday on the show, and we had a bunch of listeners sending texts and DMs and messages about making the parlay we talked about, Ravens to win the division, Chiefs to make the playoffs. One book was letting you do it at -104, and I got a bunch of bet slips about it. So awesome that people were able to find it and do it. Kansas City Chiefs on line three. They win this week against the Giants. They're 1-2, at which point that playoff price goes from -190 to -350. But really, it's just about buying the dip on the stock, and that's why I put it on the buy list, because before the season to make the playoffs, Kansas City's -700. Now they're -190. And if you don't want to lay that, I understand you can wheel it with other things. You can parlay Chiefs playoffs with X, Y, Z, whatever. When they get healthy and they get Rashee Rice back from suspension, it's a different team. I think it's very unfair to critique them when Hollywood Brown is their number one receiver and Tyquan Thornton is their best deep threat. Just not fair. I guess life isn't fair, but this is not the best version of the Chiefs. And because of that, you get the numerical dip in the price. They still have the best quarterback in the league, the most clutch quarterback, I guess. Maybe not the best, but the most clutch. And a coaching staff that I believe in with Reed and Spags. So I went Kansas City on three. Number two, yes, this is a 2-0 team. But if I hear one more person say that Daniel Jones can't take this team to the playoffs, I'm going to get really mad, because he can. Because we've seen him take a lesser team to the playoffs. This offense is just the Shane Steichen experience. Power run, strong offensive line, and then put the quarterback in a good situation. if you needed Daniel Jones to throw the ball 45 times a game, you're in trouble. But look at his box score. He's only throwing when they have to, because this team is built to run the ball, control the TOP, and put the quarterback in very, very solid situations. He's completing 71% of his passes. And they just made a Denver Broncos defense that a lot of people feel like is one of the best in the league, made it look pedestrian, right? To score as many points as they did on the Broncos, that was eye-opening for me. And I didn't find myself on that Denver side. I also didn't bet the Colts. I wanted to. I ended up on the Dolphins instead on Sunday. Joy. But I thought the Broncos were in a very, very trappy spot, and the Colts capitalized on that. Indy has also not punted in 2 weeks. The first team in the history of the NFL to do that. The aggressiveness by the coach, the ability to have a quarterback that can hit an open target. I mean, last year they're banking on Anthony Richardson, who completed like 50% of his passes. Steichen said, that ain't going to work. Get me a vet that isn't going to be, you know, scared by pressure, that can hit an open target, and we're going to be fine. And I believe they will be fine. They're going to win the AFC South. Number one, I think a lot of people looked at the week one result and thought, ooh, they're in trouble. And then the very next week, they take the smelling salt and drop 50 on Joe O's Chicago Bears. That's right. Ben Johnson's not the biggest deal in the world. We're going to find that out, I think, over the next couple of years. They got smacked by the Packers. Packers team that many people believe is a top three team in the NFL now. But when you look at the week one result on an island, you go, oh, Detroit's in trouble. And then you watch them against an average, below average team, and you go, oh, they're just fine. So now they're 1-1. Minnesota's banged up. Chicago's awful. This is a two-win division, or a two-team division to make the playoffs. It always has been. Some people thought coming into the year, three-team division. Three teams will get into the playoffs. No, it's probably two. And it's probably Green Bay and Detroit. Defensively, Hutch is back. They're going to be fine on that side of the ball. And it didn't really take long for them to get off the mat after playing a very good team week one and deliver the knockout punch in week two. So I'm buying the Detroit Lions. They are going to be just fine. I had some question marks during week one, but those questions are all gone. I mean, a lot of teams are going to struggle against the Packers this year because the Packers D is very, very good. The Lions are fine.
So you think people are low on them?
Yeah, I do. Because the Packers are too high. Everybody's too high on the Packers.
So when Lions will be fine, I understand where you're coming from. What does that mean? Does that mean they win the division? Does that mean they're an NFC contender, like a top three contender? Like, what do you
think? I think they can go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe doesn't mean they have to win the division, but they can go to the Super Bowl. They could have a home game to start, yeah, and then you move from there.
I'm looking bigger picture there. I'm thinking that this is the time to buy them, not only to win the division, but to do some things that they haven't done. And, you know, to win the NFC right now, you could find 7-1. 7-1 on them and 3-1 on the Packers. The math ain't mathin'. So it's not a buy like, oh, they're going to make the playoffs. No kidding. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking win the NFC, 7-1 or higher is a good bet.
Okay. I went with 2-0-2 teams and a 1-1 team. Sam's plays there. Kansas City 3, Indy 2, Detroit 1. We have one crossover, which I'm sure you can all guess. All right. Number 3, buy low. This is all relative. It doesn't mean that they're going to even win the division or be in the playoffs. It means it could be a team that you might want to buy on a week-to-week when it comes to the point spread. You might want to. And it's 3 for a reason. This is tough. But Cam Ward was put in an awful position at Denver against the Rams. I think most people would agree that those are two top five defenses. That's how you're going to start your career. You have awful coach on your side, and you're going against two really tough defenses to start off. And they were beating one of those defenses in the Rams at halftime. Now they're getting 3.5 against Indy, which I find so interesting. That point spread is fascinating, which we're going to talk about a lot this week. But when I say buy, I'm talking point spread value. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs because they're not. They're not. I don't even know that he's going to be the offensive rookie of the year. But I just look at it and say, okay, you competed against Denver. You covered the number. You competed against the Rams. You were leading at halftime. You end up not covering the number when it comes to the final score. But I want to see them moving forward against some softer defenses, see what Cam Ward can do then. So that's why I put the Tennessee Titans as a buy low option at number three. Number two, I have a squad that's 1-1. And I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. They faced two tough defenses in divisional matchups. Week one at Philly, tough spot. CeeDee Lamb's dropping the ball all over the place. They competed. They covered the number, right? This past week, Giants. They couldn't stop the Giants. That was a problem. But you look at it, in two games, they've scored 60 points. Is this the offense that we're going to see? Like, that's a Giants team that can pressure the opposing quarterback. That's an Eagles team that is viewed as a top at least 10, probably 5 defense after just winning the Super Bowl. On the schedule, I see Jets, Panthers, Raiders, Giants again. There's a lot of wins there. So relatively buying on the Cowboys, whether it be ATS, maybe them sneaking in the playoffs. I don't know. I mean, if they bring this sort of offense and the main cogs can stay healthy, I think the Cowboys are going to be just fine. And when they're dogs, they're probably a team that I'm going to be betting. So buying low on the Cowboys, even though we're post Mike Parsons, people freaked out. Okay, they're done. I'm going to buy low on them. And number one's the obvious. And you hit on a lot of the points. Let's talk Kansas City Chiefs. 3 straight losses. Is this going to continue? I'm going to say no. You get Rice back in week 7. Worthy, it sounds like he's going to come back pretty soon. No explosion on offense. Tough start. You get the Chargers and the Eagles, 2 probable playoff teams, maybe 2 Super Bowl contenders when we get there. But the Chiefs are going to be fine. They get the Giants this week. That's going to be a victory. They'll be 1-2, and everybody's going to calm down. So I got Titans 3, Cowboys 2, Chiefs 1 as far as buying low. Selling high, what you got, Sammy P?
All right, so I just made an audible on the fly here, and I let Gertz know I wanted to change my number 2 team. I was between 2 teams, and I'm going to just go with this team at number 2. Number 3 is Cincinnati. I am not buying this team for 1 second. And you look up at the market on them to make the playoffs, and no is the big favorite. So this is sort of a cop-out, but at 2-0, you would think, oh, like Cincinnati's going to be just fine. Oh, they finally were able to win games early in season. And now your quarterback's hurt. Now your quarterback's in trouble. And he's going to miss, what, 3 months? Jake Browning's going to get you to the playoffs? Uh-uh. I don't believe it. Neither does the market. How about BetMGM minus 210 on the Bengals to miss the playoffs? So this is a layup for me. I have no interest in them. I have no interest in their defense. And now I think their quarterback play is going to hold them back. Even though they're 2-0, I don't believe it for 1 second. Number 2, this team has been historically good on defense. If you go back and look at the last 15 years, they've been defensive monsters for the most part. They've controlled the line of scrimmage. Secondary's been good. They keep you out of the end zone. What's going on in Pittsburgh right now? What the hell are they doing defensively? To let the Jets and the Seahawks go up and down the field? Problem. Big problem. Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, carving you up. Now, they've been unlucky, I think, with a couple big plays. But I don't think the quarterback's going to stay healthy. And I just don't know how you're 29th in points, 29th in yards with a Seattle team that couldn't even move the ball in week one. And then Seattle takes care of business in your house, comes to your barn and slaps you around. That's a problem there. So they're 1-1 right now. I think everybody is thinking that, oh, well, Mike Tomlin will figure this out. Mike Tomlin always finishes over 500. Which is true. Never been under 500 one time until now. Don't think it's going to happen this year. And defensively, the holes, the gaps, they are alarming. And I don't think you can just wave the wand and fix that. So number 2 for me, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 1, I wasn't high on this team to begin with this year. And when Vegas hung a win total of 9.5 after last season, you're thinking, oh, that's interesting because this team just went to the NFC Championship. Now the win total is only 9.5. Why? Well, natural regression is built in. But defensively, how lucky were they? They hit the lottery facing just bad and backup quarterbacks. And now their quarterback has a knee issue. That's the Washington Commanders. I don't think we're going to see Jaden Daniels this week. And the market says that. I mean, for crying out loud, Washington's only a 3.5-point favorite against Vegas. If Daniels is in, this number is almost double. You know, we're 6, 6.5. Vegas could win, no doubt. And then the doubt kicks in. And then people start wondering, uh-oh, what are they? Are they tough enough? Are they resilient enough? I don't know. I don't know that I can trust the Washington Commanders. And if Daniels comes back, you got that knee potentially lingering all season long, and you also have a whole year of tape. They've had a whole season, the NFL, to prepare for this offense and prepare for this kid. And I'm shorting the Washington Commanders.
All right. I don't disagree with any of them. I don't have any of them, but I don't disagree with any of them. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Washington. Here are my three, which I find fascinating. We're going to have to circle back to go more in on this. The Colts. I'm selling the Colts. They're 2-0. See, you're saying buying low, and I'm saying selling high, which is a very interesting angle. I'm going to have to go into more detail later on. Number two, I'm not saying they're not going to the playoffs. I'm not saying they're not going to win their division, but I'm selling the Eagles. I'll be selling them ATS this year. And number one, the biggest fraud that we have not talked enough about, Arizona is a 2-0 fraud. They've beaten New Orleans and Carolina by one score. They've been outgained in both games. I'm selling the Cardinals. So Colts 3, Eagles 2, Cardinals 1. We'll have more on that later. Corby Craig next on College Football. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With you on a Wednesday, just had some power rankings there. We'll revisit that because we didn't have time to give a full explanation, at least on the selling high teams. Got to break it down on buying low, but not selling high. We'll get back to that in the NFL. But let's talk some college football with our guy, Corby. Goes by one name. He's like it's like Madonna. He's like Drake. You know, it's just one name. That's it. He's everywhere now. Some would say he's a sellout because now he's got stuff for Yahoo Sports. I wouldn't say that. I've heard some in the streets are selling that. He's blowing up. It's not, you know, under the radar stuff anymore. It's Corby at CorbyBO on X. What's up, Corby?
Yeah, it's starting to get me into some trouble. I had some guys reach out and said, your name is very Googleable last night. So in the sports betting industry, that can be fun and it can be bad. So yeah, it's been nice. I enjoyed all the, listen, this is what I love doing. So it's like you guys, I could talk about this all day. So it's an enjoyment to be able to do it. And yeah, I have an occasional Yahoo article that Sammy roasts me on. But outside of that, like jumping on this is the most fun show. So I'm having a good time. Y'all have good music in the prelude. I know you're here every day, so you probably don't get to just sit back and enjoy it. But that was the first time I've got to hear it, boys. And I was kind of vibing out in the behind the scenes.
Shout out, Paul. Shout out, Gertz. I guess we could shout Jake out too. Why not?
No, Jake.
Joe did. I actually Joe did call you a sellout. Joe said you were a sellout.
I did hear that.
But that's good. That's good though.
It's okay.
It's good. You're blowing up. Blowing up. You got money now for the double dinner, the pre-dinner, as you would call it. How many pre-dinners you got going on lately?
Yeah, pre-dinner is an essential part of my day-to-day. Sam and Joe, listen, if you're not pre-dinnering, you're not living life right. So I am. Yahoo has blessed me the ability to pre-dinner anytime I want. So I'm excited about that.
So let's look at this list of quarterbacks that you and I talk about every week. And last week we were having some fun with Austin Simmons. Lane Kiffin continues to be a liar and not tell the truth, which we kind of sniffed out early in the week. The big one for me this week is South Carolina, Lenora Sellers, who has a concussion, of course, and the market says he's not going to play. How difficult is it to price South Carolina? Actually, I look at the board now, and it's come in a little bit. I thought this was going to hit 14, and now we're 12.5. BetMGM has 11.5, so maybe there's been good news in the last hour. I haven't seen it, but how difficult is it to price Lenora Sellers, given we don't know a lot about the backup?
Yeah, we do know one thing about the backup. It's he was recruited to play wide receiver, so that never leads you in the right direction. So no, it's tough. I ended up betting some South Carolina yesterday on the presser. I just thought it was kind of weird. Like the answers were weird. I know Missouri's coach said they're prepping as if Sellers is going to play, and we saw some buy down from 13.5 to 12.5 when he said that. And I don't take really any merit into what the other coach says in a press conference about the other team's player, but I do think that there's a at least decent shot that Sellers plays. And where does this market if Sellers doesn't play? I think it's 14, right? And where's this market if Sellers does play? I think it's probably closer to 10. So getting a 13, I felt plenty fine of betting some South Carolina yesterday. You can find some 13 stragglers around today, probably plenty fine. And if he plays, awesome. If he doesn't, look for a way to try to get out of this bet.
Corby, we were just doing a buy low, sell high segment after a couple weeks in the NFL, and I'm looking at your plays that you put out there, and I see, well, you're definitely buying low on one team, probably hard to get to the window on this specific squad, and I'm talking about the Clemson Tigers. A lot of hype in the offseason. Yep. They're sitting 1-2, and even in their one win against Troy, did not look impressive at all. The club Nick Heisman, no, not anywhere close, and a lot of people bet that in the offseason. What is your angle on the Clemson Tigers this week, laying 17?
Yeah, it's a disgusting bet, and usually the disgusting ones are the most fun ones, huh? And so this just feels like a spot where, A, Kate Klubnik, a co-favorite for the Heisman, heading into the season, is now 100-1. No, I'm not going to buy it. No, it's just in an Avery Johnson spot, but I do think that he's better than 100-1. So it feels like a lot of market sentiment saying this team stinks. And two things. First off, let's remember, if anybody has watched Dabo Swinney in years past, like the spreads of 17 he's not stopping when it's two touchdowns. I've watched Dabo Sweeney up 45 with 2 minutes left, put in the backups, act like they're going to take the rest of the game off, and proceed to throw 9 passes and score a touchdown. Like, this is what Dabo does. Now give him the market sentiment down. I saw people roasting Dabo for not being in the AP poll. He like had a presser about it. He's mad. And then the final stone is, who are they playing? Yes, you could buy low on anybody, but like, I also don't think Syracuse is anything. We watched them struggle versus UConn. A stat that I brought up was, I was rewatching film of the Syracuse UConn game, and in the second quarter with 4 minutes left, I think maybe 4 or 5 minutes, they sacked the quarterback in what was like a pretty long play. Like, it wasn't just a pure sack. And the announcer went, that's good for Syracuse's first sack of the season. 6 quarters of football, 1 sack. Half of those were against UConn. So they have no pressure on the defensive line. And if you've watched Cade Klubnik at all, like, that's the struggle. They just don't, like, they are, Cade doesn't have time to go through his progressions because he's getting hit or having to chase out of the pocket instantly. So I think it's a miserable spot for Syracuse, a team who has no offensive line, no defensive line, and now has to face a talented Clemson team who, they've looked bad, but like, they also returned everybody. So like, this isn't like selling this thought that they had good talent in the offseason. We know the team, and they just haven't played good. So I'm still buying on Clemson here.
Yeah, and then you play a physical LSU team week one. That weighs on you the next week against Troy in a sleepy spot before you play Georgia Tech. I mean, it's been a very, very difficult schedule, and they've lost to two top 15 teams in my numbers. I don't know where you have Georgia Tech. I know the AP poll says they're 19th. Yeah, whatever. How dumb is the AP poll, by the way?
It's one of the more stupid things there are. My dad calls me once a week to talk about college football, and he always references the AP poll, and I'm like, I honestly couldn't tell you a single number on the AP poll. I don't know where anybody is, and I really don't care.
Yeah, not worth it.
I saw one of the voters did vote Notre Dame week one unranked, and then week two, somehow now Notre Dame in their poll was ranked 23rd. And it's like, well, they lost week two. So that's an interesting upgrade. So yeah, it's always a fun time with the AP poll.
How good do you feel about our Carson Beck ticket?
Man, he looks good. He looks really good. The only worry is like, maybe they're too good, you know, and they start pulling back out of games. But outside of that, like, he looks really good. And this is kind of like the basis of our bet was like, I mean, what does Miami have? They got an ACC schedule that they should breeze through. What does John Mateer have? I mean, he's got 6 pick'em games left in the season. So one of these guys is going to have cakewalk, and you hope that he pads stats in the other one. Listen, if Mateer makes it through that schedule playing like he's playing, he wins the Heisman, and I think we would all agree he deserves it. The play is like, I don't think that he can, and honestly, like, none of us do if we have 27-1 tickets for Carson Beck.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. Sam gave up Beck. I'm on Mateer. And so we're both in good spots. But we know how this goes. Rarely do you see, okay, one person run away with it, especially after just a few weeks of football. Like, right now, that's what it looks like. But I'm wondering, okay, yeah, it's probably going to be a quarterback, especially after a year when you had a non-quarterback win the award. If there's somebody that's going to enter the conversation, maybe coming in from the clouds, who is it?
I mean, listen, my from the clouds opinions are pretty bad nowadays. So take this with a grain of salt. My favorite Heisman ticket is 400-1 currently. So I would say at 17-1, Julian saying this is the Ohio State team who I still have number one in the polls. I see a lot of people have Penn State. I'm still Ohio State. You look at this wide receiver core, like, if he struggles, like, he isn't a starting quarterback. I mean, he's got everything he could possibly need. They have a schedule that is indicative of a lot of wins. I would say that he's probably pushed down by the fact that, like, he doesn't have the name recognition or they haven't done anything explosive with him yet. But, like, that time's coming. They're going to be 30-point favorites in a lot of games. So he has the ability to break out. Julian saying 17-1 would be where I go. But take that opinion with a grain of salt.
Any plays or leans on those two games? We got, obviously, Carson Beck at Miami. You got Mateer at Oklahoma. OU takes on Auburn. Miami's got Florida. Anything that jumps out, whether it's a bet or at least a number that sticks out?
Yeah, I ended up betting a little under in that Oklahoma game. Not a ton. It wasn't something I loved, but I'm still just anti-Jackson Arnold. I don't think that he's a legitimate P4 quarterback. Like, there's been times where he looks good, but I think that he can only, it reminds me a lot of Jalen Milroe. Like, I think he can only go through two real progressions, and then he's just a pretty gifted athlete, so he'll run. And Oklahoma's defense looks awesome. So I don't think either of the first two reads are ever going to be there. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see a lot of running. I would love like a rushing prop. The issue is like in college, like sacks are going to really hurt that prop. So lay low, like maybe if you just have like the ability on MGM to bet like a Jackson Arnold rush attempts, like that would be something to interest me. It wouldn't surprise me if he runs a ton this weekend.
West Virginia, Kansas. What's the angle here? Numbers 11.5, Kansas home favorite.
Yeah, I bet West Virginia. It got up to 13.5, and this one's interesting. This is actually the first time I've ever gotten mad watching a football game was watching Rich Rod coach that Pitt game. Their starting quarterback, Nico, was 9-for-12. The team was winning as an underdog at halftime, and they benched him. So my thought was like maybe he said something at halftime, made the coach mad. He didn't. So the backup comes in, proceeds to throw two interceptions. Third string comes in, turnover on downs. They bring the starter back in. He walks down the field to win the game. Or send it to overtime and then win the game. So I think this market is pricing in the fact that like West Virginia doesn't have a starting quarterback and you're trying to like 50-50 QB1, QB2 in their power ratings. And I don't think that's the case. I think QB1 is QB1. He played his way into assertion that he is QB1 without winning drive down the field. And I think he's a good quarterback. So I bet West Virginia 13.5. Feel pretty good there. I think I made it like 9. So feel good at all current numbers.
Anything that you like that we haven't asked you about? I know there's a million games to talk about, and we always ask direct questions, but is there a game or two that you'd like to bring up?
No, you guys are the best. You toss up some easy softballs. So every game you talked about, I've enjoyed. Let's look down the line. Do you want a stinker or you want a good game? Let's go good game. Let's make it respectable for a TV network. We're not going to give you the Western Kentuckys. We'll go Wisconsin. I believe you can get a 9.5 right now. Billy Edwards looks like he's probable. I would argue that is playing. I saw a game time decision. He's not missing this game. He's playing his old team. Wisconsin has every power rating of playing with a quarterback who doesn't know how to play quarterback. Like, he has looked miserable, and he is really, really, really bad. So when you put QB1 back, and let's say that you're calling it like an 80% chance he plays, like, you're still not even pricing in how bad this QB2 was, I think. So I made this close to like 12.5. I think Wisconsin kind of rolls. And Maryland, frankly, like they've looked okay. I'm not buying any of that. I don't think this team has much talent at all.
A couple more minutes here with Corby Craig. This is Bet Switch, Joe O, Sammy P. When you mentioned the Heisman, you kind of just threw out there that your favorite bet is 400-1, but you didn't mention it. So like, I know everybody's like, what the hell? Who is he talking about at 400? So quickly mention that. And do you have an opinion at this juncture early on before we really get into conference play on title odds? Like even maybe not a play. It doesn't have to be a play. Just what you're seeing and where there could be some value.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's my favorite now, but I did like the Avery Johnson angle at the preseason. He has looked miserable. So at 400-1, I would not be buying it on Avery Johnson. But I will say I have gotten roasted on the internet for this recently, and I still don't care. I think it's a great bet. You can find this at MGM along with basically every single book. Is there's a weird contingency in schedules right now that's happening, and oddsmakers just aren't pricing it in. It's like Kansas State, Arizona was not a conference game. And I've tried to explain this to people. It does not go on the conference record. They joined conferences after it was put in the schedule. So if you Google it, it wasn't a conference game. So Kansas State is 0-1 in conference. They are currently 60-1 to win the conference championship. That is implying that they have two losses. They don't have two losses. And I've tried to explain this, and the market is not budging. I've said it on the internet 4 times now. The market is not budging, and I promise you it is priced as if they have two losses. There's multiple teams. I'm not going to like name all of them. I don't want to kill every good price. But like there are a lot of teams who have played conference quote-unquote games that are non-conference games because of the scheduling situation. So looking at conference futures, again, do I think Kansas State is going to win the Big 12? No. I mean, I've watched the same games you've got to watch. Like, this team is not good. That said, they were missing their best running back. They have a bye week this week, and they get the 3 hardest games that they have at home. So, like, should it be 60-1? No.
We have, like, less than a minute What do you make the true number when Oregon goes to Penn State next week? That's going to be a very polarizing open. I'm curious what you would make that Oregon at Penn State.
Yeah, buy me some time and I can tell you exactly what I make it. Oregon, Penn State. I make Penn State 3.5, total 46.5. Where would you on that line? If I was an odds maker, where would you be on that one?
Oh, I'd lay it. Everybody's going to bet Oregon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can see it.
Yep.
I take the Craig.
Under.
Under. Under. Okay. All right, good stuff. Check them out over at Yahoo Sports. Great with college football. Corby, can't wait for the next visit. Maybe your guy Glasnow will be in the playoffs at that point.
Should Let's go. Be,
probably.
Winning it all.
All right. Thank you, Corby. We'll keep it rolling here. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Live on X for the rest of the hour. Appreciate Corby talking some college football here on the show. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich on XBet_Sweat. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. And you can catch the full show, as always, YouTube and Twitch, and also the audio version over on the Odyssey app. Just search up the BetMGM Network. Go to BetMGMNetwork.com. All right, we were kind of rushed through the selling high portion of power rankings earlier on this hour before Corby jumped on. And Sam, you mentioned your three, which I don't disagree with any of them. You have Washington 1, Pittsburgh 2, bad defense, Cincinnati 3, another bad defense. All three of them, I don't trust their defenses. So I agree with that. I kind of rushed through mine. Let's circle back on the Colts because you have the Colts as your second buy low. And I have them as my last sell high. And the reasoning is, and maybe it's because I just, you know, it's recency bias, whatever. I keep going back to the Saints and where they were a year ago. And they were sitting 2-0. They scored 91 points in the first two games. They led the league at 6.9 yards per play. And now we're looking at Indianapolis. They're 2-0. They scored 62 points. And they're leading the league at 6.5 yards per play. I'm not saying they're going to be the Saints, but I'm looking at it and like, okay, has this been a good spot for them? Has this been perfect? They haven't done it on the road yet. Miami might fire the coach first of any team. So that was a great way to start the season. And they did take care of Denver. That was a back and forth battle. So want to give them full credit. They haven't gone on the road. And you look at the second half against the Broncos, three field goals. This explosive offense did not get into the end zone. Now that's a tough matchup, quality defense. We get it. I just have questions. I don't think they've checked enough boxes for me, Sam. I'm just, maybe it's my priors. Maybe it's, look, I was looking at the Jaguars in that division. We were not buying the Texans. The challenge was, okay, if it's not the Texans, which team is it going to be? And I think we ended up talking more about the Jaguars in that division. But, you know, those are a couple of my reasons. I need to see more. I need to see them in a more competitive matchup and do it away from their cozy confines. So that's why I put the Colts there on that sell high.
I think they're a playoff team. Maybe not buying low, but I viewed this as sort of overvalued and undervalued. And I think that price on them at -130 BetMGM to make the playoffs is a joke. I think it should be much higher. And their regular season win total, you know, a lot of books have taken it down. Others have thrown it back up 8.5, -140, -150. I'm not betting that. But I look at their defense more than their offense, and I think they have really gotten better on that side of the ball, because this has been a team over the last few years. I got their defense in front of me right now. They were 28th in points 2 years ago, 28th out of 32. Not good. Last year, 24th. And this year, I think they just have so much to like on that side of the ball, especially on the D-line. Now, of course, when you play Miami week one, we kind of throw that result out. But I've watched Houston the last 2 weeks, and I've been very unimpressed. And I like Cam Ward, but Tennessee stinks. So, look, I'm not saying, like, back up the truck and lay 3.5 against Tennessee in week three. But over the course of 17 regular season games, I think they're one of the best teams in that conference. And during our show, woo, they got bet. Pinnacle, Chris, Circa out to 4, South Point 4, other books 4.5 in this matchup for Sunday. We started the show, that line was 3.5 all over. So they've come in today. Limits are a little bit higher on Wednesday. They get bigger on Thursday and Friday. And, of course, they're massive Saturday and Sunday. Indianapolis got popped this morning. So I see that and I go, yeah, that makes sense. Again, like, I'm not looking to run to the window and bet Indy in week three. I'm not looking to lay 4 on the road, especially not 4.5 at Green Book, Blue Book. But I think they're still undervalued. Again, like, we view these things differently. Like, you know, was it a buy segment? Was it a sell segment? I looked at it more like overvalued and undervalued. And even at 2-0, I think the doubt that people have on Indy and Daniel Jones and this offense, I think the doubt still makes them undervalued, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's a conversation we have all the time. Okay, you're saying they're undervalued because people aren't moving enough. But also, when you move numbers early in the season, you don't want to overreact. Like, we could give examples of both sides. So I could say Saints, great start, terrible team a year ago. But there are also examples like Vikings, like Commanders. Like, you need to make proper adjustments. And I'm being a little careful with the Colts, and you're being more aggressive. That's basically another way to break it down. You're like, okay, let's make this move. That doesn't make sense that they're an odds-on favorite to make the playoffs and the win total is 8.5, though. Like, yep, if they're a favorite to make the playoffs, the win total should be more than 8.5. It should at least be 9.5. In the AFC, to make the playoffs, you need 10 wins.
Yeah, I agree. So the Colts, 8.5 at BetMGM, minus 135. The playoff market and the division market are a lot different. I think it's clear the market doesn't know how to price the Colts. And if the market isn't sure, then you should jump in either way if you feel some type of way. So they're minus 135 to make the playoffs, and they're plus 135 to win the division. I think they're winning the division. I've always liked Steichen. I felt that they never had anything at quarterback. I mean, they were trotting up. You go back and look at the 2024 Colts. They started Anthony Richardson, I believe, 11 games. He's horrible. He's horrible. So last year, Anthony Richardson, in 11 starts, was completing 47.7% of his passes. 8 touchdowns, 12 picks. An absolute clown at quarterback. No idea where the ball is going. All he did was throw the deep ball and pray. This year, they are a run-the-ball, play-action team. And I think from a coaching standpoint, they're in a great spot. I've always liked Steichen. And this is year 3 now for Shane Steichen and Indy. This is his team. This is how he wants to play. And he has a quarterback he believes in terms of getting the ball to open targets. I'm not betting them to win the conference, win the Super Bowl. That's insanity. But at plus 135 to win the South, that's still a good bet, and I still think there's value there.
I'm not running from the Jaguars. I am running for the Texans. I was never on the Texans. Neither of us were. I feel better about the idea of fading Houston as the favorite in that division, getting away from that.
You don't like Stroud. You're down on Stroud.
Totally. Terrible offensive line. They don't care about the offense. They're more worried about the defense. There's a lot of issues with that team that I don't like. Jacksonville losing last second against Cincinnati, I'm not, selling them now. They get Houston this week. That's going to be a fun one. What do you think about Philly? I threw Philly out there. Look, it's 2 games, but we're talking 30th in the NFL in yards per play, and that's been obvious if you've been watching the games. Hurts doesn't have a passing touchdown yet. I worry about this offense, and I'm looking at projected line, Sam, and you see 10.5 against the Giants, 7 at the Giants, 7 against the Bears, 10.5 against the Raiders. Like, there's some big numbers. Like, there's 4 games right there, at least a touchdown, getting into double digits, some of them. I think you're going to find value going against the Eagles on the spread. Of course, I believe they're going to be a playoff team. They might win the division because we're down on Washington. You know, Dallas is Dallas. They can't stop anybody. They'll score, but they can't stop anybody. But as far as betting them, ATS, I am not going to be there much this year. The numbers stay where it looks like they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, they have issues for sure at corner after Mitchell. That much is clear. And I would be looking for a team that can pass the football. The Rams come to mind. But it's funny. I don't hear one person on the Eagles this week. I haven't heard a single person on Philly. Everybody's betting the Rams. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Sharps, squares. Yeah. Oh, take the points. Stafford, Nacua, Devontae, that D-line, all that. The books are probably going to need Philly, believe it or not. Because, the Rams, if it wasn't snowing last year, the Rams would have beat Philly. Okay, yeah, maybe. I could be with you on an Eagles short. I hate only taking 3.5. Other books are at 3. Pinnacle's down to 3. Chris is down to 3. Bet Online, Buckeye, Jazz, all 3. So the 3.5s are turning into 3s. And I think that's a good buy low on Philly in week 3. But I think ATS wise, you're right. Like, you're going to pay a premium the rest of the year, especially if the Eagles win and cover this week. Mm-hmm. Forget it. I mean, you're going to be paying such a tax. Not only are the Super Bowl champs, 3-0. And if they cover against the Rams, they'll be, 2-1 ATS? Because they didn't cover week 1 against Dallas. And then they covered against the Chiefs. If they're 2-1 with the rings on their finger, you're going to pay that tax until further notice. But I also, at the same time, it's funny how this works. I'm getting texts from everybody I know. Oh, I love the Rams. Love the Rams. Really? Okay. Wait till the bartender comes.
Nate Collins said he's on the Rams.
+3.5. Who is?
Nate's on the Rams. Nate.
Everybody.
Nick Collins earlier.
Everybody's
hour,
on the Rams.
Last night. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones right now, by the way, to go back to this for a second, Daniel Jones is the second best passer in the NFL in terms of yards.
As far as, okay.
Yards. Russell Wilson's one. Daniel Jones is two.
It's shocking what's happened. Is he going to keep up? I don't know. Arizona, they were my number one. I'm saying that we can sell them. Nobody's saying, oh, they're going to win the division. They're awesome. They are a favorite to make the playoffs. I don't have them making the playoffs. Unimpressed so far. 2-0, I get it. Nice job. You got the wins. Two bad teams, and you are outgained by both of them in New Orleans and Carolina. So that's a team. Not interested. And wrote it down, Sam. November 14th, the new Call of Duty re-released. So just keep that in mind. Second half of the season.
That's when it goes to hell.
Yep. Keep in mind. I might have to put that on the family calendar. Call of Duty. No, not for you, son. Not buying it for you. It's Kyler Murray. It's going to be busy that week. They got San Francisco the week that it comes out. Okay? So just keep in mind there. We'll talk some baseball on the other side. Eric Kratz from Foul Territory will join us. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. If you are watching on X, check us out on YouTube or go to BetMGMNetwork.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.